This is Apollo Control. 70 hours, 8 minutes, ground elapsed time. Distance now of Apollo 12 from the moon, 30,385 nautical miles. Velocity toward the moon, 3,558 feet per second. To summarize the last 8 hours of Apollo 12 mission, which the green team of flight controllers under Flight Director Cliff Charlesworth were here in the control center. The crew of Apollo 12 went into the LEM for the LEM familiarization and housekeeping chores somewhat early. Also the television pass, which had been scheduled to start at 63 hours 30 minutes, actually began at 62 hours 52 minutes, about 38 minutes early. The TV ran 56 minutes total time. During the TV pass, the crew of Apollo 12 took the viewer through a tour of the lunar module and how they stowed the equipment in various stowage areas. Description of some of the pilot devices, such as the landing point designator. And they closed out with a view of the Earth and the moon out the command module windows after the hatches, probe, and drogue had been restowed in the tunnel. They continued on with the their eat period and the pre-sleep checklist and a negative crew status report. They've taken no medications. We're back on the timeline from beginning of the rest period at 68 hours, and since mid-course correction number 4 likely will not be made, the sleep period will be extended for a total of 10 hours to end some 7 hours 48 minutes from now. Apollo 12 entered the moon sphere of influence, or equal gravisphere, at 68 hours, 30 minutes, 22 seconds. The handover is taking place now. The day shift, headed up by Flight Director Jerry Griffin. And here in Mission Control, the new team of flight controllers, who likely were asleep at the time of the TV pass, are watching a replay on the large IDA4 television projection screen and on individual monitors. At 70 hours, 11 minutes, ground elapsed time, this is Apollo Control.